Yeah, that's correct. After the recent incidents in and around the square, I went down to look to see the work that we had done and how it would have helped the RD or the CCTV. And I noticed while the trees were all cut back in the hedges, I noticed at the very back where most of the antisocial behaviour takes place at the bandstand area, that it was still in complete darkness and that there was no light in there. So as part of the open up the square and the illuminate it, and bringing forward a motion to the municipal district next week, asking that we provide further lighting at the top of the square.
I'm sure this would complement existing plans to upgrade the CCTV system in the area too.
Yeah, it will. It'll open up the square a bit. As you can see now, when the trees are all cut back in some of the bushes, the square is a bit more open, but still at the top of the square around the bandstand area, it's still quite dark in the evening times. But I think we need to look at the square overall, with just, where it looks aesthetically pleasing to look at. It just mightn't be practical, and that there's too many bushes and trees and too many areas where people can hide and conceal themselves. So I've said it before, and I put a challenge out there to LYIT students, architectural students, maybe to give us, come forward with a design for the square. But we certainly need to illuminate it a lot more than it currently is, especially up around the bandstand area. And that's why I'm bringing forward this motion on for next Tuesday.